Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, as you might have heard this morning, BreastCheck, the national screening service for breast cancer, has missed its screening targets for 2 years in a row. This is according to new figures published on foot of a question posed by INTHU leader Pather Tobin TD. Now, the target last year was for 195,000 people to be screened, but the service performed 137,134 checks. For the previous year, the target was 185,000 people to be screened, but the service performed just over 166,000 checks. Fiona Murphy is the Chief Executive of the National Screening Service and is on the line now. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us on this. What is the explanation for missed targets for 2 years running?
So thanks for having me on. I think the first thing I just want to make to say, because it's important for women to know that that if they are on our register, we will get to them. So if they can check their registration details and particularly give us their phone numbers, we will get to them as we move around the country. And our numbers and targets have been increasing every year. So 10 years ago, we were screening about 140,000. And this year, actually, our target is up at just over 200,000. And that's because the women in that age group between 50 and 69 has been increasing year on year. And our recruitment really hasn't kept pace with that. So we know there's a global shortage of radiographers and radiologists. And whilst we have recruited quite a few staff over the last couple of years, and government have funded us to increase even more this year, we know this is a global issue. It's not just us, and we really need to.
I saw that in the statement this morning.
At how we do that,
Fiona? I saw that in the statement this morning that you say there's a global shortage of radiologists. But just looking at what's happening in the NHS, they're concerned about the uptake of the invitations that they're sending out, but they still seem to be able to offer a check to everybody over the age of 50. So that would seem to contradict what the HSE is saying about a lack of radiologists.
So they do have a concern about uptake. They don't get the same response that we get here in Ireland. And it's fantastic that I think last year 72% of the women who were invited came for their appointment. What we find is that the group of women who are called for their very first appointment are often the ones who can't make it for a very good reason. And we ask them to get in touch with us to say, can we get another date? Could you offer that appointment to another woman? And one of the ways we've, I suppose, worked a bit more smartly in the last year or two has been by using more text messaging. We're about to go on the HSE app, which will allow women to have more control over when their appointments are. But a lot of that is done through phone numbers, which we have for the people. Once they're in the system and they come back to us, we have their phone numbers, but we don't often have it for the very first calls. We do ask women to let us know their mobile phone and then we'll keep in touch with you by text.
Mm-hmm. But to my point, so that the NHS don't seem to have a problem. They certainly haven't mentioned it with the recruitment of radiology staff, and they're able to offer appointments to everybody in the group. And yet we're saying that there's a global shortage of staff impacting what you can do here.
That's been our experience, that recruiting radiography staff and radiology staff have been particularly difficult. And certainly we're aware of that across Europe as being a factor in not being able to offer as much screening as we would like.
Okay, it's just not in the UK. I don't understand how it's not a problem in the UK, unless the terms and conditions are very different over there, are you aware?
I'm not aware of that. I don't think terms and conditions for staff here or in the UK are particularly different. We know that it's not just for breast screening. Radiology staff across Ireland, for all the modalities that they look at, we have gaps in our recruitment. So I don't know the answer to the UK question, I'm afraid.
Okay, but for cervical screening, the target there is exceeded. So, you know, over 20,000 more people beyond the target were screened. Why is that faring better than breast check?
So, yes, absolutely. We're ahead of target in cervical screen, or cervical check, and indeed in bile screen as well. I suppose for cervical check in particular, the activity for that is spread right across GPs across the country. There's far more locations than there are for breast check, which is one of the things we're trying to do in breast check is we've increased the number of mobiles that we have. And we're also trying to look at more static locations, particularly in very big towns where we might stay for a year at a time. We've also for cervical check, so the recall timing is different. So for women under the age of 30, they're called every 3 years. For women over the age of 30, they're called every 5. And we know that we had a huge, huge uptake in 2021. And that will repeat itself in 2026. So we've asked some of the women who are due in 26 to come early into 2025. Mm-hmm. And they have responded really well to that and have come in earlier than they would have been because they missed the 2020 call when we had to pause for a while. So I must say absolutely credit to all women that they do come when they're called. They turn up for both cervical check and breast check. And what we really ask them to do is, if they're not coming, to let us know, because we fully understand, people have busy lives and can't always make it, but we'll try and slot them into another appointment. And then that frees up that appointment for another woman.
And so what's your message then, Fiona, to women who are between the ages of, say, 50 and 53 and might have expected to be called at this stage for their first breast check appointment and haven't? What should they do?
Well, I think there's three things they should do. One, they can get on the register to check that they're on it. So that's hse.ie/breastcheck. When they're on that register, please put in your mobile phone number. And that means we can text you to say there's an appointment or remind you. And thirdly, and this is for all women of every age, really important that women are aware of what's normal for them and their own breasts. So they regularly check their breasts. And if they have any concerns, that they see their GP about that. And we know that the vast majority of women report to us that they are confident about how to check their own breasts. But again, there's lots of information on the HSE website about how to do that. And so those would be my three big messages.
That's really important, isn't it? That if you have a concern, you should go to your GP and not wait to be called for screening, because screening is for the well. And if you have any issue or concern, you should seek out treatment through your GP.
And that's the same for all screening, whether it's breast or cervical or bowel. We know that screening doesn't detect all cancers. We know it's not 100% accurate. If you have any symptoms of any kind that you're concerned about, absolutely go and see your GP, and they can either reassure you or refer you on to the symptomatic services if needs be. Mm-hmm.
I have a listener here who's concerned that they haven't had their results. They had the scan done or the breast check screening in May, and as we head into September, I'm still waiting for the results, she says. Is there a delay, or how long can people expect to wait to hear back?
Oh gosh, I would be concerned about that. She should absolutely get in contact with her unit. We aim to get results out to every woman within 3 weeks. So if she hasn't, and we have no problem with that, we've reported regularly. So I'm not aware of any issue on results, and I really would encourage that lady to contact her unit.
Okay, so she should go get back on to wherever she was checked. And you mentioned that your targets for this year will be over 200,000. Do you expect to meet that target now, given what the numbers were like for the last 2 years?
I don't, I'm afraid. We are increasing our numbers. We've screened more than 82,000 in the first 6 months of the year, which is fantastic, but we're not likely to hit 200,000. But we'll still aim to screen as many people as we can. We screen the people at highest risk first and concentrate on those. We do a lot of work around encouraging women who find it difficult to access screening to come.
Okay, but you're clear at this stage, and we're at the end of August now, that for 2025 you're not going to meet that target of over 200,000.
Not until we either recruit more staff in or we invest in technology to help. So we have been planning for the last year about
how we use new emerging technologies like AI, which have been shown in other countries to reduce workload and procedures and so on.
Okay.
And really that's going to be the change, because we can't rely on the fact that we find it difficult to recruit people.
Okay.
We have to work smarter. And, and I think if we do that, we will meet those targets. And that's where we're concentrating a lot.
Okay. All right, Fiona, the line is failing on us a bit, so we'll leave that there. But thank you for taking the call. Fiona Murphy there, Chief Executive of the National Screening Service.